Thank you so much, Eric, for setting such a powerful context as we are all of us beginning our re-literacy program into the history of this issue, learning our Tolstoy, our Henry George, remembering the history of Sherman's order. After Sherman marched across the South, burning everything in his wake, he was followed by an estimated 30,000 freed slaves. And also all of the mules of that army, the Union Army, were then reassigned to those slaves, as was land, and the prime coastal land along the coast. 80 miles of prime ag land in from the coast. That was called Sherman's Order. And those families were then resettled with the mules, 40 acres and a mule, on that land. In May, they settled and they built their shacks and they started planting. But by June, that Sherman's order was revoked and it was taken away. So the remembering and studying the long history in this country and abroad of what options have been explored, what programs have succeeded, which ones were temporary victories. I think that the author of that, or the editor of that book, is in the room. Is that true? Are you here, Peter? Well, we were gonna give him a call out. So looking into the past, looking abroad, looking inward, also looking across this big ocean to European models for farmer-driven land reform initiatives. How are farmers engineering for themselves the mechanisms of transition, and how do those goals translate into action? In Europe, in France, the standard land lease is 9 years. Standard, not handshake, not 1 year, not, oh, well, the guy who works it now. The standard is 9 years in France, 7 years in England. In Holland, they have state-funded asset transfer professionals who help move equipment and assets and wealth from the current farming generation to the next, even while the next is still in diapers, because farmland in Holland, productive farmland, is 80,000 euros an acre. So when I was grappling with this problem which my community faces, which is land access, I decided that even though we are Americans, we should go and look what they're doing in Europe. Took a long time to think of that idea. And was really humbled by the discoveries that I made there and some of the people who are innovating in this problem, orbiting around this dilemma, and creating solutions. And Sam, are you working on the video? Oh, it's ready. Oh, we have our discussion first. Should we? Oh, grumble. We're going to discuss first? Okay, so this was the preamble for the... Okay, so we're going to do three things. Number one, we're going to forgive Severin for preambling the video that will happen after the discussion. Number two, we're going to each stand and stretch and remember that even though we're in a concrete building, we are on land, and it is our land. Number three, we're going to now have 10 minutes to discuss and reflect with our neighbors in open format. What are you hearing here? How does this work with what you're facing? What community are you a part of? What place are you working to save? And how is what you've learned so far today useful to you in moving forward? And a bio break for those who need it.